Yoy. Hi, this is Christine Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature that delves into the realms of the extraordinary. So, Christmas is over, the new year is here, Valentine's is fast approaching, and St. Pat's, President's Day, Mardi Gras, Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day are still ahead, and I need to know, do you have on hand plenty of yardsticks of impossibility, also known as yoys, ready for impromptu hostess gifts and gift giving? Well, if you're human, you probably do. Yardsticks of impossibility are really rather useful and a snap to gift. You can use them to measure yourself and your performance, your behavior, that thing you said a few minutes ago, what you look like, how much you weigh, and so on, quickly, easily, and conveniently in pretty much any situation. And what's more, once you've consistently applied yardsticks of impossibility to yourself, it's a cinch to effectively apply it to others, like your spouse, children, friends, that guy over there you've never met, but you're darn sure he's a bozo. Contrary to popular belief, and despite the widespread use of yardsticks of impossibility and their almost infinite adaptability, yoys are not actually beneficial. In fact, they're harmful to both the one being measured and to the one doing the measuring. And here's why. No matter what, yardsticks of impossibility will never measure fairly or realistically. Cleverly, yoys deceive by falsely making the measurer feel powerful, strong, or like they've got it all together, while they destroy by consistently finding those to whom they are applied ineffective, inadequate, and less than. Fortunately, there's a better yardstick, available absolutely everywhere, but perhaps a tad harder to apply, at least at first. Acceptance. For your next gift-giving occasion, like Valentine's, not that a Kindle Fire wouldn't be totally cool, consider a rather radical one-size-fits-all gift. Acceptance. Just for a day, pick someone you wish were different in some way, and get out and apply to them your acceptance. This doesn't mean you have to approve of or even like them, and the things they do or don't do, as the case may be. But giving the gift of your acceptance has some pretty wonderful consequences. For instance, you'll be better able to see that person clearly, not as you want them to be, but for who they actually are. And, like all really good presents, it will likely make them feel really good. It's an amazing gift, acceptance, and one most of us dearly want. So, do make sure to apply it to yourself first, because once you've tried it, you'll be excited to share it. And then you'll know firsthand that there are very few gifts, including the aforementioned Kindle, that can rival it. Need more gift-giving ideas? Consider compassion, love. All right, fine. The Kindle Fire. This is Christine Kinney for Esoterica. Thanks for listening.